Hi, Kingsley here. Today is January 28, 2015, and I have been interested in the health benefits of sauerkraut. For some time now, I've been eating it, and I recently learned that it is evidently possible to make sauerkraut at home. So I've tried this twice now, and both times, some disgusting, toxic, black-looking mold grew in the sauerkraut, and I was afraid to eat it. So fast forward to 3 weeks ago, I started my third batch of sauerkraut. And this time I tried putting the sauerkraut in a jar with a lid that only had a tiny little pinhole in the lid to let a little bit of air in and out. And my reasoning was that if so little air went in and out, that that would not be enough air to allow mold to grow in the sauerkraut, but would still be enough of a vent in case the fermentation process of making my own sauerkraut needed a place for excess gas to escape. So, I have read that 3 weeks is the appropriate time for growing one's own sauerkraut with its own probiotics. And now the moment has come. I've swallowed my gum. It's time to check if there's any mold in the new sauerkraut. So, here we go. I'll let you watch my reaction as I open the sauerkraut. You can watch it here now. If you look here, you can see some tan stuff on the lid of my jar. That's actually some old sauerkraut and water and salt, I think, which is an ingredient in sauerkraut, that came out that little vent hole in the top. And I was surprised that water and sauerkraut came out the top, because when I loaded this jar, I almost filled it to the top with sauerkraut and water and some salt, but there was maybe like a quarter inch air gap in the top. So, without further ado, let's check for mold for the first time in 3 weeks. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I see no mold. I just see delicious looking sauerkraut. So, in conclusion, it looks like using a tiny little pinhole in the lid allowed excess fluid and salt and maybe a little sauerkraut to come out, without allowing enough air in to grow mold.